Hello there, everyone. This is a Hers and His podcast. This has been a long time coming. This is your host, Brandy J. And this guy over here back in the building, Poppy J.
How you doing, everyone?
Guys, so we have something I personally think is genius for the Hers and His podcast. It's this is for the Patreon. Yeah. The Patreon family. And we're doing the Confessions of a Man, right? Oh shit. And we're gonna put it on Poppy. Confessions of a Man. This is the book, the first one, right? The first book that Poppy J wrote. I think you wrote this one in the second, because you know he published. He could be dropping. Oh yeah, duh.
Yeah, go ahead.
What am I thinking?
Yeah, it was the first one that I published, but it wasn't the first one I wrote.
So that's what's going on here. And guess what? He doesn't have a clue what I'm about to ask him about this book. So you guys don't have a clue. Like, he's just as surprised as you guys are. What chapter? What am I going to ask? And I'm going to ask some shit. Okay? Because I've read some of this.
I've read.
And so the chapter I chose, Mr. Gonzalez,
I'm listening.
It's chapter. That's little Mr. Gonzalez.
I want you to lay down, okay? All right, what chapter do we delve into and what questions?
Okay, you have no idea, and here it comes. Let me check the title right. Virgin Island? Yeah.
Okay.
Very interesting. But it's a part of the confession. So, you want to say anything before I ask anything?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't want to say.
Okay. So, yeah, I read this chapter and it's crazy to me, right? Because today I was like, what chapter should I read? And I forgot I had read this. So when I was looking over the chapter, I already knew it. Like, I had read a novel. I was like, I already know this whole chapter. I felt like I was there. Do you know you wrote it in such a way where a book that doesn't have pictures, you can create your own in your head?
Yeah, that's why I don't got a fictional character. So every time you say I or you, it could be the person reading it.
Right, right. So I want to know. How do you feel? Okay, so then at that time, reading the book, I guess, let me help the listeners to understand more. What was going through your head when you very first lost your virginity in that moment?
Nothing.
Were you excited?
I'm definitely excited. And just a horny nigga. Horny little nigga.
Would you do anything differently? Like, now, would you change any of that? Or would that happen the same way it happened?
It would have to.
Yeah.
You don't think, like, you can't really, you ain't experienced as a young person. So when it happens, you never even know it happens. Like, when it was happening, it was just like, all right, cool, ain't nothing wrong with this. I still didn't know what was happening. My uncle had to explain that shit.
Even after it happened?
Yeah, like, it was no birds and bees talk.
You just didn't feel good.
Until after. It was too late by then. I was already fucking.
So how would you say, how unexperienced were you, even though you was already fucking, that your uncle still had to tell you what you was actually doing?
Very. I was what? In elementary school. I lost my virginity. I probably was in the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
That puts me at what? 11? Some shit like that. Ain't nothing else but just that you stuck it in and that was it. My uncle explained all the birds and the bees and getting pregnant and all that shit.
What you say?
Too late by then. I was already a horn dog. Like my man dog downstairs. He got one taste of it, and anything that even resembles, smells the scent, is gonna drive him crazy.
But you say you still have that same sense?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Hell no.
Why is it does it seem like that boy? Okay. Let me track back with this, because obviously there was a young lady that was involved that was more experienced. And in the book, her name is, I can say her name, right?
Yeah,
I don't even need to look. Her name is Veronica.
The book name ain't real.
Veronica was, she was, well, how was she 11? How old was this girl?
If I was 11.
And you was the babysitter.
She was probably like 9, 10.
Okay. And she, how did you feel?
There was a bunch of just young kids that shouldn't have been left home alone.
Yes. The shit still goes on these days. But do you think that she was way too experienced for her age?
I wrote in the book.
Oh, gotta let the listeners know.
That I'm pretty sure she was molested. She was way too experienced. Or she was sitting in the closet while everything was going on. She was experienced.
She saw some shit. She knew some shit. Yeah.
She definitely saw some shit. But that was that life. That was the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was coked up. Everybody was clubbing. The adults. This is when the adults club like how the young kids club now.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just the time I was in.
Okay. So where you are now as a man, a grown man, obviously you're more experienced. From then to next, from that moment till now, would you say that, let me see, that will always be that? Okay, so you know how somebody hits some weed and it's like, bomb, and you can never go back to that same, you know, you'll never get that same high. Some people chase a high, whatever. That was your exposure to sex, so that was like, oh, that was everything. Would you say that was the most exciting? Like that feeling that you ever get again, was it like better, or will that one always stand out because that was the first one?
Hell no. That shit is bygones. That shit is bygones. Our first one is never like, listen, man. If you wasn't repeatedly just always having sex with the first one wasn't nothing. Because there was somebody that I wound up fucking that gave it to me more than twice. Felt a lot better than twice. So the first one was in shit, man. As I said, you can't fucking look. I honestly can't even say that my heart was broken by a female.
To this day?
To this day.
And that is because the position that you took from what you've seen growing up.
I just don't expect. Nothing lasts forever. When you realize nothing lasts forever.
You don't expect it.
I don't expect it to last forever.
So even in relationships, so is that why you don't do relationships or really seek it or even really care to have one?
Because it has something to do with that.
Can I ask you another? Okay, I'm going to ask you. Can I ask you a question? Could you say honestly that some men feel that way because of kind of like out of fear?
Nah. I mean, some.
Of not getting your heart broken? Or...
I ain't speak for me, man. It ain't about worrying about getting my heart broken. If like, how can you break my heart if I don't believe that everything, something, there's nothing that lasts forever?
But you can still have your heart broken because if you love somebody.
All right. People die every day. I hurt.
So you saying that you'll never fall in love?
I don't know. First of all, I'm not falling for shit.
Or will you get into love?
Second of all, I've been in love. This is what crazy people like. Being in love don't mean you can't walk away.
Yeah, I'm saying. So are you open to it again?
I don't care for it. It is what it is. When it happens, it happens. I'm not looking for it. I will not even, I probably won't even notice it if somebody was trying to tell me. I'm dead ass. I don't give a fuck about that shit right now. Honestly, I never really gave a fuck about it. I always tried to because people said that was the shit. Mad people lied to me.
This is the confessions, people.
Yo, mad people lied to me, man. Told me that all that bullshit. You ain't got me in no damn relationship.
No, you don't have to. You shouldn't be in one if you don't want to.
If you are in one, it don't gotta be where you fuck. We ain't bound to ever forever.
This is what I think. I think if you want to be in it, be in that shit.
It's like rent.
Don't be in it because of other people.
It's like having a car. You make the payments. And when you're done with the car, you get rid of it. Trade it in.
Say that again.
We didn't hear you.
It's like a car. Everybody's only making payments until they get tired and they want to upgrade to a new car, a new purse, a new whatever it is, a people's choice.
That's how you feel about it.
Yeah.
So you ready to upgrade?
No. I'm done. I'm chilling. I'm shit. I ain't like the last car. What you got one? I'm good. I'll use public transportation.
Got it.
We're loving it. So in that chapter, okay, so everybody can follow along. We're doing chapter by chapter. So this one was called Virgin Island. And Poppy created a book to talk about his deep depth endeavors with
females.
And so we're giving you pieces and parts until the book is, and then you can purchase. That's why we're only doing Patreon. And as you see, this is what.
Because I'm eating. We're going to always talk. If I got to talk about something of my life, I got to be comfortable. Listen, this could go on anywhere you want. It just ain't going to be live when you put it out there. I'm just saying, I'm not doing no lives.
What? You heard the people. He's not doing any lives. This chapter here wasn't very long.
It's your first one. At 11 years old, man. 83
to 84.
my first one wasn't. It's not like I lost my virginity at 18 or some shit. 17, 16.
Does this chapter make you uncomfortable? Or talking about this?
I don't know. Shit. Nigga, how many niggas lose their virginity at 11? I give a fuck how it transpired. Nigga, I got pussy early. I was born. Buy pussy, got pussy before I could even get out the fucking crib. My life has just been gravy. God, the hell I care what chapter. None of these chapters offend me. They don't, man. None of these chapters offend me. I wouldn't have wrote it.
You wrote them, yeah. I'm just tripping off of you.
Oh, yeah.
This is Poppy J in the building, and this is what you get, right? Get what you get. Honesty. I guess, right? I'm gonna need you to be more engaged, okay?
I am engaged. I wrote a book.
So I never liked to
fully engaged.
So, Poppy, let me ask you, before Veronica came along and knocked your rocks off, how long did you think it was gonna be before you got some ass?
I don't know, you don't think of ass.
Was you looking at it all the time?
You don't look at it like that. Like, you don't. I wonder how long it's going to take you to get some ass.
But you were checking out Veronica.
I wasn't checking out Veronica. Veronica just popped up at my crib, and that was it. Whatever happened from there, from playing house, that's how it always ended up. Let's play house.
That's when you hear kids say, let's have play house.
That was the shit back then.
Is it house or doctor, right?
No, fuck the doctor. You just play straight house. You only can play what you know. We only knew house. We acted just like however who was we decided to be. But I didn't know. And even playing house, I never fucking thought I was going to get some ass.
And you did score. And from there on out, you didn't have to try too hard. It just came.
From then on out, every time she came around, we fucked.
Okay.
That was it.
And even after her, you still was fucking.
Even after, and then it was like, oh shit, pussy. Let's get this pussy. You could do a lot of things in life, but pussy, you can always add pussy to the menu. Hustling, get some pussy. Working, get some pussy. Working out, get some pussy. You on a diet, get some pussy.
Get some pussy.
You can never lose when that is the end result, no matter what you're doing.
Get a bottle
first.
Yeah,
just get some pussy.
We can turn that into a bottle.
You ain't shit.
Get some pussy.
Life is beating you up. You go to that girl that'll give you some pussy. You let her fuck the shit out of you and remind you, yo.
Yes, that ain't over.
It's another day. It's another day. Don't give up. There's another day. And here's a good reason why you should stick around for another day. I know it don't go like that, but that would be ideal.
Okay. Well, I don't know how I just, what's the time say up there?
It's only 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
you act like you ask mad questions. You ain't ask shit.
I did ask shit. I'm about to ask shit. Because you're not really giving me what I need right now. I need you to just give full.
I am giving it full. I
Poppy J swag.
I'm answering it just like Poppy J.
So Jay, what would you tell somebody your age then, a young man that came to you and told you the same shit that kind of happened to them? Maybe not the same exact scenario, but he had somewhat of the experience. What would you tell him different?
What would I tell him to do differently?
Yeah, let's say it's somewhere around my son's age.
And he said, yo, he got a girl that wants to get on some ass.
Yeah.
I probably would tell him to get it. I just would explain there's a lot of things that come with being safe and all that shit, but I would definitely tell him to get some ass.
You wouldn't tell him you're too young, bro.
Nah, too young for what? You're never too young to experience life.
Would you have the same scenario for a young lady, though? Would it change for a girl?
I wouldn't know. That would probably be mommy's secret. She's not going to tell me I kill that bitch. But that's just a man thing. No man wants to ever know their daughter's fucking, know when it's about to happen or anything. We like to know when it's too late. That's it. Because then we accept it more better, because then we know we fucked somebody, a little sister or a little daughter. And we probably did, but I probably did made way worse than what I expect a nigga to do for mine. So I can't be a hypocrite. But it is different. But a lot of different. There's no way for any guy to say that. He would deal with the son and the daughter the same. It's just some biased shit. You could try to be as equal as you want. But when they get to that sex shit, there's certain conversations I never want to talk about. Go to your mother with that shit, man. You're only supposed to tell me as a daughter if a nigga hurt you. I don't need to know you fucking. I don't want to know who you fucking until you about to get married. If you ain't getting married, don't introduce that nigga to me. That's it. I mean, you can introduce it to me, but don't think I'm supposed to be like, hey, like, nigga, get the fuck out of my face. But I would tell my son to slay that shit. Gotta experience something.
Okay, okay, okay. All right. And at least you would tell him to buckle up.
I definitely would tell him, because you know he ain't getting no more money from me if he gets somebody.
You wouldn't like tell him no positions or nothing like that. You gotta get her like this and then like that.
You gotta live like you. That'll be like trying to make him be me. Or be that like my identical. So I'm just telling him, yo, welcome it, and then whatever position he gets out of that, whichever one is his favorite, nobody can tell you what position that is, because once you get in it, there's always one that just feels a little better. Each person gives you a different feel, depending on the position. I'm just saying.
But this is realistic. This is reality.
No, it is.
And you're a lot younger than what he is. All right. Damn.
I'm just saying, everybody has a different feel. So if you don't fuck, if you start, like, that's why I say there's never, I probably never It's just crazy. You can't compare. I don't know how even women get, when they get upset, act like it's a comparison thing. There's nothing comparable to the women that I sleep with. Even when I was a fucked up nigga and cheat. Oh, you think, nah, I ain't trying to play shit, man. There was a different feel. I was there. We were chasing a feel. Everybody think we chasing love. We ain't chasing love. I don't give a fuck about love. I already, love is a headache. I don't need to love 5 different women. That just makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? I'm just fucking, it's just a feel. There's a vibe, a feel that attracts you to people. Everybody comes across it. There's a vibe.
Yeah.
So that bitch ain't gonna tell me she ain't never seen a nigga and just was like, damn, like a chill or something, or a vibe. Like, it's just a feel. Don't mean love.
Yeah, I've had
this
one of those.
This means a nasty, lusty moment. Everybody's entitled to that.
And I can't say I've had them a lot, but I've had them.
Listen.
And I welcome them, especially when you get older.
Lust is evil when, lust is a sin when you fucking just become some old nutty nigga. Lust is, everything is a, it's a word for a fucking reason. It's got a definition for a reason.
Yeah, it's not good.
So that means somebody experienced lust for them to even call it lust.
It's one of the sins.
Man, listen. Smoking crack is a sin.
One of the 7
Touching
sins.
Kids is a sin.
Yep,
yeah,
it's one of
the All right, so I don't care about none of the sins, man.
I just
said touching kids ain't a sin, as bad as touching kids
of
is way more than a sin than lust.
But you know, like,
yeah,
you
so I'm gonna experience. So I'm gonna also. I'm gonna experience a little bit of lust. I sprinkle it in there.
Yeah.
It's like everything. You gotta have everything within
boundaries.
Yeah, a little proportion. Yeah. But sprinkle of lust. You know what I'm saying? I don't really do the envy too much. So I add more lust, a little more touch of lust to give it some flavor. Gluttony. I mean, I have my moments. I'll sprinkle a little gluttony on my life. I ain't never felt bad. Yeah, but that was, see, the first chapter is really not even a real chapter. It's like a young kid. I had to write it as a young kid that really didn't know shit.
And that's why I touched on that.
So before. I didn't even really want to write the chapter because it was like everything, a lot of the sexual part of descriptions. Mm-hmm. Nigga then wasn't thinking about all that shit. It's just something that I remember vividly. Like, I remember that. If anything out of anything, I remember my first sex. I remember every last sexual experience I wrote. I got a good memory. The vision of the actual female or the body parts is kind of blur, but the actual event, I remember it. It's clear as day.
Well, that's what I started with, just to like break us in. And we had a long work day.
Yeah, this ain't hard. Telling the truth is never hard. I could have did this shit with my eyes closed.
Yeah. But that's what I had for today, because I just wanted to test it out and see where it goes. If you liked it, and if we wanted to get deeper with it, obviously we will.
No, if you like it, if your viewers like it, they think that it's worthy of us to continue, then I'll continue.
Yeah.
It ain't whether I like it. I don't give a fuck.
I like that. How about everybody else? So actually we're gonna give it more than just Patreon. This we're putting this shit on fucking YouTube.
If people like, I need to see comments. You should put a poll out there when you post this.
Yay, I am. That's a piece of, isn't this so smart? Genius, Poppy.
Sometimes. When I'm super
don't try to cut me.
When I'm super tired.
That's what I'm saying. I know you're tired.
That's when I probably get a little, use my brain.
All right. Okay, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in to the new season of A Harris and His Podcast, Confessions of a Man. I will be more interactive. I do have a Facebook group, and we will have a poll, and shit's about to do something very interesting with this. So thank you for tuning in, and...
I don't know what that throwing the fist was.
He's just tired.
So I'm going to get the fuck out of here before I do something else. Just put this out everywhere and then we'll see. And okay. If y'all like it, I'll carry on with my audio of confessions. I don't know what else to say. I'm tired.
Yeah, we're out. This is Hers and His. Peace. Confessions of a Man. Peace.